Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hooks, please tell everyone how Profile This is played.
Oh, sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth, 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 Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. All right, Dave, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories today. Today, we offer you the wonderful world of drugs. We have Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally today, we have Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Let's do some drugs.
All right. We go to the fine state of Iowa, where a man has been charged after police say he ran naked up and down a hotel hallway while high and caused more than $25,000 in damages. 46-year-old Gary Stanley, he got high, stripped naked, before running around the second floor of the Courtyard by Marriott right there in Bettendorf, Iowa. Now, police say Stanley, he set off a fire alarm, forcing an evacuation, then sprayed two fire extinguishers throughout the floor. That's what caused the $25,000 in damage. An officer was injured while trying to place Stanley under arrest. Police said they later put Stanley in a full-body restraint because he was kicking the back windows of the squad car. And shockingly, drugs were found in Stanley's sock. Now, he's been charged with criminal mischief, disorderly conduct, and interference with an official acts causing injury.
He was naked running down the hallway, but he had his socks on?
I don't know if he had his socks on or when they went to grab rest of his...
All right.
I do not know. This
seems
is
like
a weird
move. If the giblets are out, that counts as naked, even if you're wearing socks.
You know, that's a good point. If your giblets are out, you're naked. And again, he was charged with criminal mischief, disorderly conduct, and interference with official acts causing injury. Nowhere in here are they popping him on the drug charges.
Okay.
You do the math. Anyway, the question is, what drug was Stanley high on? Was it PCP? Was it crack? Was it mushrooms? Or was it cocaine? So PCP, crack, shrooms, or coke?
Well, I think Stanley was listening to some Slipknot on PCP and just had to run wild.
PCP. That is very specific, yeah. Oh, Iowa.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. I'm going to go mushrooms, Dave.
Yeah. Good. And he's naked, so it adds up to PCP. I'm with Miles, though. I think he's tripping on mushrooms.
Okay, mushrooms.
What was this guy on? PCP, crack, mushrooms, or coke? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. and T's apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Gregory's Drugs on Profile. Let's get an Iowa man charged after running naked, high on drugs in a Marriott down the hallway. Set off the fire alarm and then did $25,000 in damage with, what do you use?
Two fire extinguishers.
Oh, he was using fire extinguishers.
Yep.
Also injured an officer. Question is, what was this guy on? PCP, crack, mushrooms, or coke?
And Dave, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let us start with V. Ted Smith and Miles Montgomery. Both of whom picked shrooms. It was not shrooms. And Dave, not only did you say PCP, but specifically listening to Slipknot. No, it was not PCP. It's straight up cocaine.
I mean, damn.
Oh, straight cocaine. Straight up cocaine. Yeah. That's why I did the story. I'm like, he's naked. He's hostile. He's going crazy. PCP's the obvious answer. It's coke. Damn.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with T.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right. Your choices today, you got the Jimmys,
Fallon and Kimmel,
Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert, or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right on the title. I see I have talented teams of writers help them come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Deli meat prices are hitting record highs. You know these are crazy times when eating a Lunchable is considered bougie.
Fallon. Ted.
Fallon.
Deli meat prices are hitting record high. You know these are crazy times when eating Lunchables is considered bougie.
That's a word I could spell.
Bougie?
Yeah.
Huh. Go figure.
I know. Charmin is making headlines with its colossal Forever Roll. A 1,700-sheet toilet paper roll the company claims is big enough to last an entire month. The real question is, who has a toilet paper holder this big?
Hey, that's me.
Yeah, that's me.
Where are you going to put it?
I saw the picture of that, and I'm like, there's. It's not that I could not fit it in my home, but there's no toilet paper area where it would fit. I'd have to, like, hang it from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Seems a little gratuitous for toilet paper.
Yeah, I don't know. Or just, The U.S. government has charged two NBA players and a coach in a gambling schemes. The accused are Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups, retired player Damon Jones, and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier. Federal officials allege that people close to Rozier placed more than $200,000 in wages on Rozier's under statistics after he told them he planned to leave the game early with a supposed injury. This is terrible. Can't fake an injury. This isn't soccer.
Kimmel.
Colbert.
The U.S. government has charged an NBA coach and two players in gambling schemes. The accused are Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups, retired player Damon Jones, and Miami Heat point guard Terry Rozier. Federal officials allege that people close to Rozier placed more than $200,000 in wagers on Rozier's under statistics after he told them he planned to leave the game early with a supposed injury. That is terrible. You can't fake an injury. This isn't soccer.
A pig named Norbert set a Guinness World Record by skateboarding 33 feet in under 12 seconds, while the previous record holder was delicious.
Seth.
A pig named Norbert recently set a Guinness World Record by skateboarding 33 feet in under 12 seconds, while the previous record holder was delicious.
So last night, again, Sports Equinox, all four major sports, plus MLS going. A couple of interesting things, right? The Monday Night Football game sucked.
Yep.
And then, I mean, goddamn, the Chiefs are going to be the Chiefs.
I know.
I mean, you knew it was coming.
It's so annoying.
Also, the baseball game went 18 innings.
Yes, it did.
Now, this is the second, I want to say second time there's been a baseball game in the World Series go this long. Both national anthems sung by Brad Paisley.
Okay, really?
Which is just kind of an interesting stat.
Well, you also think about, I mean, look, the Blue Jays played the Mariners to 14.
Yeah.
So they've kind of already played two doubleheaders within two series.
Yep. So obviously during the game, some of the TV announcers, they were a little worried about the Oregon player.
11:50 in Los Angeles.
Oh, Oregon player, Oregon player.
Do they have a backup organist? Or is this poor guy had to do the whole game?
Dieter doesn't stop
the whole game.
His fingers just go forever.
Yeah. Strong fingers.
Which is kind of funny, right? And then obviously the game did end right before midnight. Since it was 3 a.m. in Toronto on the East Coast with Freddie Freeman with a walk-off.
11:50 in Los Angeles. Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight. Freddie Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero with the last word and a Game 3 classic.
Yeah.
Look, I'll be one of the first people to walk out of a game early. You're at the World Series. You can't.
No. All right, so here's my thing.
You can't.
They kept cutting the celebrities, and I was like, what if Rob Lowe is just like, I got to get out of here.
I got to trust the Biebs. The Biebs. You guys going to leave?
Right. And you know what? Props to Bieber. He is Canadian. They were like, what's he doing in his Toronto jersey? He's like, he's Canadian.
Yes.
Because he's from Canada. Man.
Yeah.
Do you even have to ask that?
Even if
he's not
question.
From Canada, a Blue Jays fan? I don't know. Why do you wear a jersey?
Miles, I'm with you. I thought about that too, right?
Especially if you have some of those up-close seats.
But it's a World Series game, so I think you just say screw it.
Colonel Sanders stayed for the entire 18.
Yeah.
He was behind the plate.
The Marlins guy was there?
Yeah.
Have you heard why that guy is dressed up as Colonel Sanders?
No. Because they've got a new chicken sandwich or something.
No. The theory is there was this Japanese team, right?
All
right. And they won a championship. And what was per tradition for their fans is they would jump into the river afterwards. But you have to look like one of the players. They had an American on the team. Obviously, none of these guys in Japan look like that guy.
Yeah.
So they stole this Colonel Sanders from a KFC. It's like the 80s. And they throw it into this river. Now, this team doesn't win, and it became the curse of the Colonel for this Japanese baseball team.
Okay.
It got so bad, they finally had to dig him out. They spent forever looking for him. They dig him out, and this team wins again. So the theory is that this fan is trying to curse the Japanese players on the Dodgers by dressing as Colonel Sanders. It'd be like going
to, deep.
If you hope the Cubs are going to lose and you're dressed as a billy goat.
Right, exactly. Right. Okay. That's funny.
I mean, look, I read too much sports stuff that maybe it's a plea for KFC, but I don't think so. I think this guy's like, screw.
Well, he's an expert trolling, but you're not going to stop Ohtani no matter what. Well, actually, they're not going to pitch to him anymore. So it's always going to be on base.
I know. And then the other crazy thing I heard about Ohtani is that he learned to be a better opposite field hitter because someone coach was like, we're losing too many balls. So he's like, all right. And they had to go get extra baseballs last night.
Really?
I mean, that's how long that game was going. And
it's two games.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. But that's awesome for the World Series, man. I mean, that's what you want.
It is.
If you're watching as a passive, if you're a Blue Jays or a Dodgers fan, a lot of stress. But for the rest of us, it's just awesome.
I bet downtown Toronto was dead today.
It would have to be.
I mean, I'm coming in at noon.
Yeah,
dude.
It's 3 in the morning.
There's no way.
Yeah. Well, it's weird, too. Imagine, you know, the game starts at 8, so you sit down with a couple buddies at the local bar or whatever. You can get some wings, watch
bars
the game.
Bar's closing.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do at 2 o'clock, right?
I wonder if you get... I mean,
do you lock the door and keep people in? Just like, hell with it.
Maybe, I mean, Canada's a little looser than we are, but I don't know. You know, if your bar's supposed to close at 2, even though the game is still on, maybe the cops would just be passive about it.
Like, look,
they're watching the game too.
You're breaking the law, but we completely understand. And do you mind if we come in to watch too? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That is why I will take the West Coast sports watching.
Abso-freaking-lutely,
every
man.
Day of the week. Let me get up at 9 a.m. to watch college football. All right. These are a list of the 10 most ridiculous movie monsters ever.
All right. Ridiculous movie monsters. All right.
Number 10 is right up your guys' alley. Did you guys ever see Never Too Young to Die?
No.
There was an evil genius hermaphrodite. It was Gene Simmons.
Oh, really?
Oh, I have seen that. Yeah.
I'm a hermaphrodite.
From Kiss. Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. It was as dumb as you think it is. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
There was a movie in 2007 called Teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Vagina
Dentata.
Dentata.
Yes.
You guys have seen Teeth?
I have not seen the movie, but I remember. I have seen it.
Did you eat popcorn when you watched it?
Well, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Vagina Dentata, which frankly sounds like an Italian dish I would order.
Was she trying to just get it with as many guys as possible? Then when they start the business, it would just get cut off?
So it was more her learning that she had this condition and then basically learning how to harness it to then enact her revenge on the men that wronged her.
Oh, okay,
I like that. It takes her a while to figure out that her vagina has teeth.
Well, no, it's a very daunting thing that she does. You know, it's weird.
Yeah.
So, it's definitely a girl power movie. It's a girl power horror movie, and it's funny. Honestly, it's kind of a horror comedy.
Well, her vagina has teeth. It has to be funny.
You know, you don't actually see it. So,
from 1975, there was a giant spider that's actually a Volkswagen in disguise. The Giant Spider Invasion.
Oh, God, that sounds like a terrible B movie.
Yeah, these are the most ridiculous movie monsters ever. Robert, the killer car tire from Rubber, 2010.
Oh, my God.
The killer car tire.
Yeah.
Okay.
He just runs into people.
And it just keeps rolling down the road.
I thought this was going to be like more like a Cocaine Bear.
Right.
Yeah.
Sharknado.
But do those count as horror movies?
I mean, yeah, to a degree.
I don't know.
Then there's like, what, Couchzilla?
The hell is that?
It was a couch that was eating people. There's the Velocipaster.
How do you read these reviews and go, this is for me tonight?
Because right. You also know what they are.
Yeah, I think these are all kind of like killer clowns from outer space.
Zombievers. Right.
Thanks, Killing.
From Ice Pirates, 1984, you have the Space Herpy.
Yeah, I loved that movie when I was young, man.
What?
That movie cracked me the F up.
Okay.
It really did. It's not a good movie, but for whatever reason, when I'm 15, I thought it was hysterical.
All right, 1977, from Deathbed, The Beth That Eats, you have The Demon Bed.
The Demon Bed. Okay.
I guess it just ate people.
Or it's just a demon. Yum, just possesses yum, them.
Well, I hope it was in a hotel.
It's got to be, right? Nobody would be like... I
mean, if you're dead, you're one house shot, you're kind of out.
Giant Killer Bunny Robots from Night of the Lepus.
Wow.
Lepus? No. I don't know. I wish I
could help you on these, Ted.
These are some deep ones. The Vampire Turkey Man from Book Freak.
Vampire Turkey Man.
So he's half man, half turkey.
But all vampire.
But all...
Of course he is.
Yeah.
Wow.
All vampire.
All vampire.
What movie
all
were you in again?
I was the lead in, I was the turkey vampire.
Well, he's not, again, it's not Blood Freak. The movie was Book Freak.
Book Freak. Oh, yeah. My God. Okay. Yeah.
So you got all these kind of evil characters out there. Yeah. And then Village of the Giants, 1965. They had annoying giant teenagers.
Annoying giant. You don't have to make them giant.
That would suck. Yeah, right. It somehow is worse if they're giant.
And you thought Hollywood had run out of ideas now.
No, all of those are original.
Well, there's Killer Tomatoes. You remember those?
I bet there's a sequel to one of those movies.
There's got to
be. You know what I think would be scary? Giant toddlers.
They're just reckless. They have no idea.
They got those hard bottom shoes on.
Nothing could take them down.
Then there was a llama one. What was
Sometimes
that
they fall llama. Over very quickly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Take down buildings.
They're never really positive what they want.
And you feel bad if you try to bring harm to a baby.
Llamageddon.
Llamageddon.
They shoot lasers from their eyes.
All right.
Llamageddon.
You have Game 4 of the World Series on tonight if you want to check that out.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Just another day until Walmart as a man shoots himself in the leg.
Meanwhile, a couple breaks into a restaurant in Arizona. Had some sex and drinks from the cage.
Yeah, baby.
Plus, her board washes up 1,500 miles away. A man goes on a destructive spree, and pumpkins were his prey. And 172 schools give students the wrong final exam. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, top story. We go to New Jersey, where it's important to follow through with your appointments. A woman was brought to court after her response to being stood up. She had texted a friend with benefits of sorts, saying a simple hello, which was responded to with a charming, bring your ass. This was an understood booty call exchanged between the two.
Bring your ass.
But on her way over, our Prince Charming managed to nod off on the couch. Always a great idea when you got somebody on the way. Unable to hear her and wake up when she got there, she didn't take too kindly to the situation, going to the nearby Conoco, buying some materials, and setting the man's home on fire.
I mean, damn.
She bought lighter fluid and a lighter and, like, a whole bunch of other
but
stuff.
But that tells me she's really good in bed.
Probably.
If she's that crazy, you mean?
Yeah.
He was forced to remove an entire window frame in order to make his exit, and he ran to the local police department to file a report. The case has drawn on for 6 years, with the betrayed woman facing upwards of 8 years behind bars on serious charges. They were talking about knocking off a handful of other charges for a plea deal, in which she'd get, I think, a guaranteed...
6.5.
Yeah, 6.5 years. But still, yet again... You walked to the Conoco after getting stood up. And I get it, you're upset.
But you never talked yourself out of following through on this.
Right. Talked about the wasted money of going all the way over there. But now you're going to waste more money to then basically commit murder. Like, she had texted right. him, like, I hope you die. And did this whole thing. And good work. That's how we're going to roll.
Yeah, you try to calm down at some point.
Right.
That's all.
At no point just think, you know what, maybe I'm overreacting. Maybe he's not for me.
That could be it.
No, he's not for anybody. That's what we're deciding here. Okay. In other news, insult was added to injury for a restaurant in Scottsdale, Arizona. They arrived to work to find that they had been burglarized, but luckily they had surveillance cameras. They checked the footage to find out the extent of the losses and discovered that the job was pulled off by a couple, a man and a woman that made off with $450, liquor, and the host telephone of the restaurant. Side note, interesting poll.
Yeah.
But the reason that this isn't headlines is what they did to hype themselves up before the heist. The couple took advantage of the rose-covered patio that the restaurant offers for a photo opportunity and got down to business before getting down to business with the burglary.
All right.
Asking anyone with information to come forward. You know what? Looking at what they stole, this was not a we're pulling a job.
Right.
This was, I know how to break into this restaurant. They stole $450. That means they cracked open a cash register.
Took the money.
Took the booze.
And said, you
took
you
the phone because that's a nice phone. Right. You want to just knock this out here real quick? This is my romantic date for you, baby.
Happy Valentine's Day, mama.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's a rush having sex right before you rob a place.
Sure. And you know, I honestly think robbing the place was more about the sex than anything else.
All right.
You know, I would think that you would do it afterwards.
Like we had sex first and then you go like, since we're in here.
Well, I think it was I think they did it while they were in there and then, took advantage of while they were in there to do that. I think they just wanted the rush of being in some place that they weren't supposed to. We might get caught. And then they ensured that they were going to get caught by robbing the damn place.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Like, just don't touch anything. It'll be fine. You just get caught having sex and then they're going to say, who are these people? And then nothing's going to ever happen.
Right.
Now you stole. Good work. Over to Tampa, where one young man isn't in the holiday spirit. Authorities were called to a local Target on reports of a vandal that had returned to the scene of the crime. They stopped their man and took him into a back room where they showed him the video evidence of his crime, grabbing pumpkins offered for sale outside of the store and smashing them one by one on the ground.
Really, man?
I know. Just one right after the other, just spiking them into the ground. He admitted that someone on Facebook had made him angry, causing him to lash out. With the pumpkins being the victims.
Okay.
Because
I guess the pumpkins hit him up on Facebook.
Yeah. I don't know.
Somebody's got to pay for those.
Exactly. Seeing as his outburst cost upwards of $500 worth of innocent merchandise, he was arrested and faces charges.
Which in for smashing pumpkins?
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't it?
Yeah, the story sure made use of the smashing pumpkins humor all over the place. You know, infinite sorrow and all that.
It does sound like he was suffering melancholy.
Mm-hmm.
He just went, when they arrested him.
Despite all his rage, he was still arrested. And now he's a rat in a cage. And just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Or our puns. We go to New Zealand, where the lost get found. A local man was out kite surfing when he hit a bit of a snag on his day full of fun. His kite ended up getting caught in the water, causing him to be pulled out to sea and forcing him to detach from the kite in order to swim back to shore. Like, Jesus. He just had to unhook from the thing because it was pulling him out. On his way back in, he noticed a surfboard floating in an odd spot, and he investigated. Due to the shape of the board and the barnacles on the underside, he determined the board had not originated in that area, which is weird that he could tell by the shape. He said, we don't surf on these boards out here. They're for deeper waters. And deeper waters. So he knew that it wasn't from there. He put it up on surfing forums and discovered that the owner had lost it about 18 months ago when he and his family were on vacation in Tasmania, 1,500 miles away.
Damn.
The board's owner plans to bring it back home soon, as they've already planned a trip out that way for a wedding in the near future. Somebody, I don't know if it was a meteorologist or something like that, but somebody put numbers together that there is a very, very, very slim chance that that thing rode the East Australian current and caught it at just the perfect spot to have sailed all the way around the world and landed back in that spot. There is a very small chance that could have happened. Huh.
That's kind of cool.
That's
crazy.
I would tell people that it did that regardless of whether or not we actually discovered it. This thing went all the way around the world. Men's Room Sports, as Ted said, you got college football on ESPN2 and Game 4 of the World Series over on Fox, basketball on NBC, and hockey over on ESPN. The Kraken are hosting the Canadiens tonight here at home. Puck drops at 7:30 over on Kong. If you're at the game, look for Ryan Castle. He will buy you a beer at Climate Pledge Arena.
Nice.
That's so nice of Ryan.
Yeah, man.
He's a really great dude, man.
Yeah.
Well, they got the Men's Room IP and the bright yellow can.
They'll buy it for you. Yeah. And a shot.
The big one.
We're expecting some evening rain tonight for our weather that should clear up to partly cloudy. Tomorrow, we're expecting partly cloudy skies and a high of 58. It's coming, boys. That's it for your headlines with that, Mike Hawkinson.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. See you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less. Jolene is up in seconds.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.